Country Pop FM.
Again, a big thanks to Donna and Marlon of Maple Grove. I think they still live in Maple Grove. They gave me that cowbell way back. I think, I don't know. It's been at least probably 4 or 5 years. It's the big whoop-de-doo that we call the Bob Almanac. Neil, were you disappointed the Packers won last night?
A little bit. I didn't even watch 1 second of it.
Could help maybe ease the Viking fans' pain every time the Packers lose. That I think it's pretty much proven that does ease the pain.
Right.
A little bit. Yeah. It numbs it, if you will. Tuesday, September 12th. Oh, they got the date right today, or the day of the week right. The day is right. Tuesday, September 21st, 264th day of the year, 101 left to go. Everything checks out today, unlike yesterday, Neil.
Right.
On this date.
They had it backwards. They had it messed up.
It was all off, and that's okay. 18, I don't think anybody's relying on that. I don't think NASA is listening to the Bob Almanac to make sure that their atomic clock is correct, right?
Probably not.
1837, I'm going to just hang on here, Neil. I'm hearing an echo.
Oh, you got to turn those other mics off.
Thanks for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Tiffany founded a retail store of jewelry, china, and other fine accessories. Tiffany's in New York. You know, they were the first jewelry store to offer breakfast.
Really?
Yes.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
They had an omelet station right there in the corner. It was delicious. And you could get diamonds right in your own omelet. Think about that for a moment.
That would be chewy. You could bust a tooth.
Crunchy would be a term that I would use to describe. Yes. How about 1897? You've heard the whole, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I'm sure you've heard of it. Didn't they write a book or make a movie out of the whole deal? It was an editorial in the New York Sun, this date, in response to a letter from an 8-year-old, Virginia O'Hanlon, who sent a letter to the New York Sun saying, hey, is Santa Claus real? What's going on here? So she asked the New York Sun, and they said, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. You know, in that same edition of the New York Sun, they also ran an editorial saying, yes, there is an Arizona. And then, maybe 100 years later, Jamie O'Neill said, no, there is no Arizona.
There is no Arizona.
1957. Neil, tell us what time it is.
It's TV theme time.
And Perry Mason. Yep. Perry Mason debuted on TV this date on CBS. The show, 9 years. That's a good run. Not quite Law and Order or L.A. Law, but...
Or Gunsmoke.
No. What is Gunsmoke, after all? So you got Perry Mason and Matt Locke, probably the two most famous television lawyers of all time. You know, Perry Mason's the kind of guy... If you are being tried for murder, you want Perry Mason to defend you.
Yes.
If you are tried and being tried for jaywalking, that's Matlock's job. Right?
I don't know. Matlock was pretty good, too.
Did he take some pretty heavy cases, Matlock?
Yes, he did.
With his Ritz crackers and the whole deal right there. Did Barney Fife, did Don Knotts ever make a cameo on Matlock?
He certainly should have. Many times.
It made total sense.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Barry White would have been a good TV lawyer.
Yes, he would.
I don't know about that.
His song, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, topped the pop singles charts this date in 74. His voice is so low, you almost can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like only certain breeds of animal can understand what Barry White is saying right now.
It's just not enough. Nothing.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe.
A little cowbell would be nice by now.
Girl, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your
Thank
love,
you.
Babe.
Here's your number one song from 74. We need to backtrack to 1970. This is the Monday Night Football theme. It sounds more like the theme to Wonder Woman.
It does.
In my mind.
This was Monday Night Football?
1970. It debuted this date on ABC.
Yeah.
Stadium. in Cleveland, Ohio. Two powers in professional football meet for the first time ever as members of the new American Football Conference of the National Football League.
The Browns and the Jets. This date, Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and Keith Jackson was part of that first year and maybe the next year after that. And then eventually they brought in Frank Gifford, and you had your classic lineup right there. Mm-hmm. Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and Frank Gifford. And the Browns defeated the Jets. Rune Ulrich was proud. Browns 31, Jets 21 in Cleveland this date. That's when primetime NFL football really had a meaning. It really meant something. Now right. There's just so... It's on primetime so often, it just doesn't have the same feeling. Right. Would you agree?
Yeah, you got every Thursday, you got Sunday nights, you got Monday nights. Yeah. Too much.
93. Stephen Bochco and his NYPD Blue debuted on ABC this day.
That's more TV theme time.
It was a play on words. David Caruso was in there. Dennis Franz. It was a play on words because you had NYPD. They're wearing blue, but also they kind of went blue on the show. When they showed Dennis Franz's derriere, his bare butt, I mean, that's as blue as it gets. And he was sitting on a cold floor, so it was really blue. That was this date, 1993.
I did not need to see that.
2007, actor George Clooney injured in a motorcycle accident in New Jersey. This guy had been in, he was in this motorcycle accident, serious, in 2007. You know, motorcycles and celebrities and actors, they just don't mix.
No.
He suffered a rib fracture, road rash, after the car made a turn in the front of his motorcycle. You know, and then he also, a few years ago, he was in a scooter accident where he hit a Mercedes, like, head-on.
Oh, and then
he was filming a movie on a motorcycle, and he crashed that, too. He should just steer.
Stay away.
I think if I was George Clooney's manager or handler, I would recommend four wheels for that man.
Yep.
And it was also, this is the anniversary of George Clooney's first ever appearance on Facts of Life. That's where he became a star, Neil. It wasn't on ER.
Facts of Life.
It was where Facts of Life. Yes, he started on Facts of Life. He and Mrs. Garrett. I think it was like a handyman, or he came into the store. I can't remember. Huh. He kept making passes at Charlotte Ray, and Charlotte Ray had the hots for George Clooney. You got to know that.
I would have thought George could have set his sights just a shade higher.
So that was 1985, Facts of Life, George Clooney, rest is history. 2017, we discovered the first brainless animal that sleeps, the jellyfish Cassiopeia. Research published in the Caltech Scientists' Current Biology, this day 2017. Ever been at the DMV?
No.
Brainless animals, that's the first one they think in 2017, huh? You've never been to the DMV. You've never gone and renewed your license.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't make it a habit, but I have done it.
Well, every 4 years or whatever it is.
Yeah. Last time I mailed it in, that was pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic. They were all closed. But you need to go in there because they need to check your eyesight.
Yeah.
When you get your license, it's eyesight, picture. You get a new picture and everything. Are you thinking about your tabs?
No.
No, yeah, actual driver's license renewal.
Yeah.
Without going in?
Maybe I did have to do the vision now that you say that.
Let's do birthdays now.
And she said, Rocky, I've never been in love before. Don't know if I can do it.
Dickie Lee.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while.
You may remember his big hit from the early 60s, Patches.
I do.
Remember Patches? That's one of the great teenage tragedy songs. I mean, name a few of those. You've got Tell Laura I Love Her, of course.
Yeah.
Leader of the Pack.
Yeah.
And then Patches. Those are the three that come to mind. And Dickie Lee. Also, this is a big country hit. Rocky. And also, don't forget, 9,999,999 Tears to Go. And he also wrote The Door is Always Open, big hit for Dave and Sugar.
Wow.
Just another tidbit on
the Bob Almanac.
And in San Diego, one anchor man was more man than the rest. His name was Ron Burgundy.
Bill Curtis.
Walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Ron Burgundy was the Bulls.
I look good. I mean, really good.
He is a beauty.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
So, Bill Curtis, that's him on the intro, the opening scene of Anchorman. I can't go more than 30 seconds without laughing out loud.
Too funny.
When you watch Anchorman, it's so
hilarious.
Good. Bill Curtis, he did a lot of A&E things, American Justice, yep. Cold Case Files, newsman, TV personality.
Great Bill voice and delivery.
Certainly is. He makes Sinatra look like a hobo. That's a great line.
Mm-hmm. Get ready to match the stars. Avery Schreiber.
Listen to this line.
Brett Summer. Charles Nelson Reilly. Kate Jackson. Richard Dawson. And Fanny Fly.
Where's Nipsey?
The star-studded Big Money Match Game 75.
So it's which of those people are celebrating a birthday, Neil? Can you guess?
And now let's give a hand.
And it's not Gene Rayburn.
Kate Jackson.
It's Fanny Flagg.
Oh, Fanny Flagg.
By the way, Bill Curtis was 81. Fanny Flagg is 71. You know, a lot of people talk about how nice Farrah's hair looked in the 70s with the feathering.
Oh, sure.
I tell you what, Fanny Flagg had a good feathering game, too. Her red hair, kind of that auburn hair, she used to to feather that. Fanny Flagg is 77 today. Who was better for Match Game? Was it Nipsey? Was it Charles Nelson Reilly? Fanny Flagg? They were pretty much regulars on that show.
Even though
Nipsey wasn't on that particular episode. Stephen King, you know him, 74, the horror author. A lot of his books turned into movies. The list on and on and on. Stephen King. You know, he doesn't even like scary movies. He doesn't go to scary movies, but he writes scary books.
He does.
He's 74 today. Bill Murray.
Okay, Mr. Push-Ups. Let's hear your story.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual. But now I know why I have always lost women to guys like you. I mean,
we're going into Czechoslovakia. It's like going into Wisconsin. Bill Murray, so many great movies, Saturday Night Live. There's another funny guy for you.
Oh, he's one of my all-time favorites.
Bill Murray.
Caddyshack, he did pretty well in.
Yeah, he did well in a number of movies.
Yes,
Bill Murray, 71 here today. Ethan Coen, he's one of us. He's from Minnesota.
Sure.
He and his brother Joel have done Fargo, probably the best-known one, but they did the new True Grit.
Yes.
No Country for Old Men. Ethan Coen, Minnesotan, Twin City in 64.
Mm-hmm. Now we have Homeland Security down in the U.S. We have, you know, people guarding the airports. I think they should have Scooby and Shaggy work in the airport sniffing for drugs, because if anybody's going to find some weed, it's that Shaggy dude. Like, what's that, Scoob? Rararana. Grab some for us, good buddy. See you in the van. Yeah, Scooby Snacks.
He was a good impressionist, and he did
well.
Some of those impressions, especially Bullwinkle on Full House. He was Dave Collier.
Yep.
He was Uncle Joey on Full House. You know, his real name is David Allen Collier, so it's almost like David Allen Cole.
Yes.
But it's David Allen Collier. Yeah. Cut it out. He's 62. Nancy Trapps. You ever watch that show, Last Man Standing?
I didn't, no. I only watch Gunsmoke.
Sure you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a geologist.
Oh, a geologist, right. Yeah, you're the geniuses who invented fracking, the single greatest threat to our clean water supply.
controversial.
Well, that's not really my department, but we do need new sources of energy, and someone's got to find them instead of sleeping till 11 and drinking lattes on the quad. Mom! Excuse me.
No.
Hey, please.
It's okay. I'm sorry, Mandy, but, you know, I can't stay here in a house built on bullets and oil barrels.
No. Calm down a little bit. It's not built on that. It's a lot of brick, baby seal, spotted owl.
No,
that's
Tim Allen. Yeah, of course, he was Last Man Standing, but Nancy Travis played his wife, and, you know, I think they've always cast a really strong wife opposite of Tim Allen, because Patricia Richardson was really good on Home Improvement. Nancy Travis is 60 today. This is our third TV theme, Neil. We're going kind of heavy on the TV themes. Rob Morrow. The television show Northern Exposure is about a doctor in Alaska.
Yes. Had a nice cult following. I saw a couple episodes.
Yeah. It was a clever show.
Yeah.
Rob Morrow, 59. Faith Hill. What a singer. We know what she sounds like. Mrs. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, 54. Ricky Lake is 53.
I can't. I'm dieting. But if you get the wings, I'll pick at them.
You're not going to pick at them. I'll come back from the bathroom. There'll be chicken bones everywhere, and you'll be huddled in the corner crying.
That is so not true. I've been very disciplined. You know that I've lost weight, and you haven't even told me how good I look.
What do you want me to say? Hey, sis, great ass.
Really? Right now.
Another King of Queens clip here on the Almanac. I think King of Queens is taking over and has taken over Seinfeld as the most often used sitcom. Ricky Lake. She had a TV show, but she also played Doug Heffernan's sister on the old King of Queens there. Ricky Lake is 53. Luke Wilson.
Hey!
The other Wilson.
If you're going to have a fight, then don't forget Channel 2 News with me. Lead anchor Frank Pritchard.
You dirtbags have been in third place for 5 years.
Yeah, well, you're about to be in dead place.
Oh my, more Anchorman, Neil. And that's never a bad thing.
Never.
Luke Wilson is 50.
Yo, what's up? Carlton, what the hell are you wearing?
Yo, this?
Carl, you look like a pirate.
Yo, stop front. You know this gear's chill.
Why are you talking like that?
Yo, how you playing me, Prince?
What?
Yo, you dissing me.
Come on, man, stop it!
Alfonso Ribeiro, he was Carlton Banks. Very talented. The guy could sing and he can dance. Did he not win Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know, I think he did.
He should have if he didn't. And he got the Carlton dance with two It's Not Unusual. Alfonso Ribeiro is 50. We got one more living here. And all the roads we have to walk are winding. And I don't know what this song has to do with soccer, but this is like the big fight song for the Minnesota United FC, the Loons. The group Oasis and Wonderwall. There was an old polka, like German Wunderwall. I always thought that was this song, but it's not. Liam Gallagher from the group Oasis singing here. Wunderwall. He's 49 today.
All right. Are you making that up about the...
No, that is their fight song. They play that at the Big Bedpan. Okay. Allianz Field.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Let's,
might want to look into it.
I'm going to look into it. Gone but not forgotten, our former First Lady of the day is Margaret Taylor, who would have been the better half of Zachary Taylor, I do believe. Born on this day, 1788. Remember War of the Worlds and The Time Machine? Well, the writer was H.G. Wells, and he was born on this day. The year was 1866. Academy Award-winning cartoonist Chuck Jones was born on this day, 1912. Would you recognize the names of the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Pepe Le Pew, and others?
At last, after 2,000 years of work, the Illudium Pew-36 Explosive Space Modulator. At long last, my dream come true.
I think it was genius to have a Martian that sounds like Ray Romano.
That was a good play. Is that Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin Martian. Well, Chuck Jones is the guy who gave us all those characters and more. Born on this day, 1912. Before he was in Dallas, he was in I Dream of Jeannie. We're talking about Larry Hagman.
Major Nelson, why did you destroy my television set?
I'm terribly sorry about this, sir. I insist we have it repaired immediately. Right, Raj?
What have you done to Dr. Bellow's television?
I know a place that stays open on Sunday, sir. I'll go there right away.
Here, a place that stays open on Sunday. What he means is I've got a lady who can blink her eyes and fix it.
Fix stuff, right.
Pretty much. And right. I think he broke, Major Nelson broke Dr. Bellow's TV because I think Jeannie was on it and she was about to embarrass Major Nelson.
Sure.
I don't know exactly why he did, but I'm going to assume.
That could happen. And it did from time to time. Larry Hagman was born on this day in 1931. Singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen. Is this the original?
Can't tell.
Leonard Cohen, 1934, and I remember him from Laugh-In. He was in other programs, certainly. Henry Gibson.
Elements by Henry Gibson. I used to like fresh air when it was there, and water. I enjoyed it till we destroyed it. Each day the land's diminished. I think I'm finished.
environmental commentary there, right, on Laugh-In. You know, he is, his voice, he was also Wilbur the Pig in Charlotte's Web.
Mm. All right. Memorable.
And the father, the pastor of the father in Wedding Crashers.
Sure, I do remember that.
Remember that one?
Yep. Henry Gibson, it was story time or something with Henry Gibson. It was a regular feature on Laugh-In, what he did there, or Poetry Time or something. 1935 for Hank, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Well, you're not going anywhere because you need to pick Alan Jackson, Who's Cheating Who, High Horse, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, mm-hmm, or Vern Gosden. I can tell by the way you dance that you dance like Carlton.
I'm a big Vern Gosden fan. Let's
broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studio.